Right, kia ora, and oh my god, I need to clear my throat. Welcome back to the show. And I'm very lucky to have in the studio with me right now, Monica from Liquid Exchange. Good morning.
Good morning, how are you doing?
I'm very well, how are you?
Not too bad. It is a bit of an early start for me. I'm usually waking up at this time, but
right,
I'm here,
well,
I've had a coffee,
welcome,
so here we go.
Welcome, thank you for making it alive.
Of course.
So, 2022. How's that been for you?
For us at Liquid Exchange, it's been really good, actually. We've had our first international show with Sustenance earlier this year, which went really well. We've had some really good local shows with some really cool talent and like lots of people coming through really interested.
Mm-hmm.
Flux love us, which is really strange because they never play drum and bass.
So, right.
And we are primarily a drum and bass show. It's been going really well. Really well.
So, is there more to come this? Because you've still got a big show coming up, right?
Yes, that's what we're here to talk about.
Well, elaborate for me.
Yeah, so on the 7th of January 2023, we have Spearhead label owner BC coming in.
Cool.
I'm really excited about because he's sort of like Liquid Drum Bass royalty.
Yeah.
I've been a big fan of his for such a long time, so it's really going to be cool to meet him and host him and have him down at Flux. Yeah.
And like, as an event organizer, how hard is it to get people like that?
It's stupidly easy.
Oh, really?
Basically, this time... we had Sub 180. Approached us, and because they're touring him, he's playing at Rolling Meadows.
Oh, right.
And so they approached us. They sent us an email saying, "Would you be interested?" And we said yes, and that was pretty much it.
Oh my god!
We had to pay for like the amenities, like flights and accommodation.
Of
and
course,
stuff.
Yeah.
But that was it. We just set a date and said that we're doing it then, and that was pretty much.
Wow! Oh my god. That worked out really well for you then.
Yeah, but I think it's because we did the Sustenance show
earlier
this year, like people have seen that we can do the thing, we're successful at what we do, and we've got a good brand and stuff, so we already did the groundwork for people to come to us, I suppose.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So a lot of people would kind of think, 2022, not like a great year for events, but... COVID didn't interrupt you guys too much, did it?
COVID was a ball ache, to be honest. It's interrupted us quite a lot.
Oh, okay.
We started kind of like 2021, and we only managed to do like two or three shows, and then COVID like messed us about.
Right.
And then we did one show right at the end of 2021, and then COVID came again, and yeah, it was all a mess. But most of this year it's been pretty good.
I kind of forget like the year started out quite COVID heavy.
Because it's
kind of gone now, I guess, sort of.
Yeah.
So that's right at the start of the year, your next big gig.
Yep.
Can you elaborate any more on what's to come next year? Is it all hush hush?
To be honest, the Liquid Exchange, the thing that we do, I do it with... my mates Andy Zero and Alex Environ. Alex is supposed to be here.
Yes.
He slept through his alarm, so if you're listening, Alex,
here we
good
go.
Morning. but the whole point of Liquid Exchange for us is for it to be like a hobby. So we don't stress too much about the future stuff. We haven't got like a big plan or anything. So what we'll do, we just sort of, when the time feels right, we're like, should we do another show? And
that's what
we do. And we'll just we'll book a date and then kind of set a lineup around it. We do have some loose ideas about working with some other promoters around town. Don't want to say too much because it's all up in the air. But some people who do like big sound systems and nights around town would like to team up with them. Possibly some other internationals in the future, but for now we're just focusing on the next one.
Yeah, of course. And I mean, I guess I should ask probably for the next one. What's the details? Where can people get tickets and all that?
Mm-hmm. Yep, so it's 7th of January at Flux. You can buy tickets at Cosmic Ticketing. Get on our socials, Liquid Exchange NZ, I believe, across Instagram, Facebook. Look us up and you'll find them. Yep.
Cool. I am curious, how did you kind of get started on all this originally?
In Liquid Exchange?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure the idea came to me when I was doing the dishes.
Right, okay, yeah, right.
Of all places. Yeah. I was like, I feel like doing a Liquid night because Christchurch is known for its kind of like more heavy, at least at the time, you know, 2020.
Very much so, yeah.
A real heavy, like grungy drum and bass. I was like, I want to do some stuff that I'm interested in.
Yeah, yeah.
And I hit up my friend Andy, who's been doing liquid drum and bass in Christchurch for a real long time. He's a real good friend of mine. Actually, he also shares the same birthday as us, which we just...
Wait, really?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah.
Just for context around that, we discovered during the air break that we had the same birthday.
Yes.
And I, like, never meet people with my birthday.
Yeah, so all on the 29th of December.
Wow.
Yep, yep.
A third one. Yeah, exactly. That's shocking. Holy moly.
Anyway, yeah, and he was dead keen, and we did a couple shows, and then we just thought we needed an extra pair of hands.
Yeah, right.
And I invited Alex Mackay on as a third member, and he's been amazing.
Like, yeah,
he's
cool,
constantly
cool.
Reaching out to people and organizing things, and yeah, and it just kind of built from there, I suppose.
Wow.
Yeah.
And the rest is history, really.
At the moment, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, congratulations on this upcoming show. It's going to be
a great one.
Yep. Very exciting. And so excited to see what kind of comes in the future. And, you know, congrats for getting through... Well, starting at like a weird time to start anything events related, but yeah, you've done pretty well, and I'm excited to see where it goes next. So, thank you for joining me this morning.
Thanks very much. It's been fun.
Yeah, and just good luck with it all. I shall probably see you at Flux on the 7th.
Yeah,
to be quite honest, I'm always there. It's just very homely, you know. It's just
yeah,
yeah,
super relaxed.
It's comfy.